Chapter 5, European Union Law. In this chapter, we will deal with the sources and drafting of European Union legislation and decision-making institutions. Attention will be given to the rule of law as applied by the European Court of Justice. The aim is to provide explanations of key concepts and institutions which have arisen from a supranational legal system, the European Union. The sources of European Union law. The European Union is an intergovernmental and supranational union of 27 European member states. It is founded on 4 treaties establishing the European Coal and Steel Community, the ECSC, the European Economic Community, the EEC, the European Atomic Energy Community, Euratom, and the Treaty on European Union, TEU, Maastricht 1992. The Treaty on European Union introduced some new policy pillars, a new concept of European citizenship, a common internal policy on justice and home affairs, a common foreign and security policy, and monetary union. In forming the European Union's primary legislation, these treaties contain broad statements of principles and policies pursued by the Union, which are found in their respective preambles. However, these treaties have been substantially reviewed by subsequent treaties each time new member states have joined. Treaty review has been carried out by a special conference of the European Union's national governments, known as Intergovernmental Conference, IGC. Unlike preambles to United Kingdom statutes, the European policy statements are legally binding on the member states. This means that, by signing the treaty, individual member states agreed to work for the furtherance of these policies. Amended treaties which reform the European Union's institutions and give them new competences are the Single European Act, SEA, 1986, the Treaty of Amsterdam, 1997, and the Treaty of Nice, 2001. As a law student, however, you will remember the purpose behind the European Union Constitution, 2004, which is to replace the older European Union treaties, including the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union, 2001, with a single text laying down simpler rules for taking decisions in the Union. Under the principles and rules of the Constitution, in fact, most decisions will be taken by qualified majority voting and not by requiring individual member states to agree. Citizens will be entitled to draw up a petition, formal written request, asking the European Commission to propose new laws. We therefore understand the aim behind the Constitution, to make the European Union more open and democratic. In addition to primary legislation and international agreements, which are the second source of EU law, the secondary legislation is the third major source of EU legislation, technically known as community law. Secondary law consists of law made by the Council and Commission under the authority of the various treaty articles and comprises what are commonly referred to as binding legal instruments, regulations, directives and decisions, and non-binding instruments, recommendations, opinions. Like primary legislation, binding legislative instruments are known as hard law, as distinct from non-binding instruments, which are known as soft law. Prior to examining the different forms of EU law, it's important to understand 2 central concepts of the European legal system. These are direct applicability. All treaty articles and regulations which are binding in their entirety are directly applicable in the jurisdictions of the member states in the same way as a national law, without any national legislator having to create its own law on the matter. They are said to be self-executing. Therefore, individual member states are bound by the rules enshrined in these documents, these rules having immediate and community-wide enforceability. Direct effect. A provision of EU law is directly effective if it is unconditional, clear and unambiguous, and intended to create individual rights enforceable in national courts. If these requirements are met, the provision will have a direct effect and can be used in an action against another individual. Direct effect applies to directives which, unlike treaty articles and regulations having overriding and universal application, they are therefore directly applicable, do not have direct applicability. That is, they do not pass automatically into the national law simply because they lay down a general result to be achieved rather than universal rules. Direct effect can be vertical or horizontal. The difference between the two can be expressed as followed. Vertical direct effect is the ability of an individual to use a provision of EU law in an action against the state or some other body under the control of the state. Horizontal direct effect is the ability of an individual to use a provision of EU law, a directive, in an action against another private individual. It's horizontal because the provision can be pleaded in litigation against another individual of equivalent legal standing. This distinguishes horizontal from vertical effect, where the state exists in a superior, therefore vertical, standing to the individual. Thus, the union, because of its potential for direct applicability and direct effect, can issue the following instruments. Article 249 EC. Regulations. These apply directly in each member state. A regulation is a general measure that is binding in its entirety, and therefore cannot be varied or amended by national legislation. Unlike directives which are addressed to the member states, and decisions which are for specified recipients, regulations are addressed to everyone. Thus, regulations create legislative uniformity throughout the Union and can have both vertical and horizontal direct effect. Directives. These are not directly applicable and are designed to harmonise national legislation. They are binding on the member states as to the result to be achieved, but leave open to each member state the form and method of implementation, usually within a time limit. However, if a member state has failed to transpose, to implement, a directive into national law, the directive may be invoked by the citizen before the national court. Directives may have vertical direct effect. Decisions. These are not directly applicable. They are binding in their entirety upon those to whom they are addressed. They may be addressed to specific member states, companies and individuals. As an individual measure, ruling on a particular matter, a decision must specify the person to whom it is addressed. This feature distinguishes a decision from a regulation.